This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today has a reference to Rabbi Eli, who is also known as Rabbi Eli HaZaken, or Rabbi Elah, or even Rabbi Lai. He was a Tana of the third generation, and he had a very, very famous son, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli, who was cited quite frequently in the Bavli. He was a student of many in the time of Rabban Gamliel. He was a colleague of Rabbi Yishmael, and perhaps his most well-known teaching is a very sort of pithy statement about how you can measure a person's midos with three specific things by his, I'll say it in Hebrew, Bekoso, Bekiso, Uvekaso, with his cup, meaning does he overindulge in alcohol, which is kind of like, I think, a metaphor for sensual attractions, hedonistic activity as a whole. Bekiso, his pocket, meaning is he generous? Does he give tzedakah or does he hold on to it? Uvekaso, and his anger. Is he someone who is easily brought to periods of rage and sensitive and cupped on and everything, or is he like relaxed and forgiving and so on? Bekoso, bekiso, bekaso. There is a Kabbalistic tradition for Rabbi Chaim Vital that his final resting place is in Ein Zesim, next to his son Rabbi Yehuda. The tradition of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli been buried there next to his father goes back to the 13th century, a little bit earlier than Rabbi Chaim Vital. And here's an image of the tomb of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli. Okay, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.